Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Damien Carbon. A 3-year-old girl and a 35-year-old man have been rushed to hospital after a house fire in Perth's southern suburbs overnight. Emergency crews rushed to the home on Curry Street in Warmbra around 1 a.m. The pair suffering from smoke inhalation. The arson squad are there now investigating the cause. A bushfire in the state's Great Southern that's burnt through more than 2,000 hectares is believed to have been deliberately lit. Fire and emergency crews battling to contain the fire northeast of Warpole, with an emergency warning for parts of the shires of Denmark and Manjimup, including Hazelvale and Trent. It's been burning for a little over 24 hours. Four pods of pilot whales are being monitored this morning off the coast of Dunsborough after around 130 were saved from a mass beaching event yesterday. Hundreds of locals descended on the beach to help rescue efforts when they came ashore in the state's south. Sadly, 29 whales have died. Parks and wildlife officers remain at the scene this morning at Toby's Inlet. Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction has been overturned overnight. The New York Court of Appeals ruling the case called witnesses to the stand who were not a part of the charges against the movie mogul. One of the founders of the Me Too movement, Tarana Burke, says she's devastated for survivors.
Devastated for the survivors who are connected to this case and the survivors who had found some solace and catharsis in the original verdict around Harvey Weinstein.
In sport, round 7 continues tonight in Adelaide with Port hosting St Kilda, while Fremantle are blooding two debutants tomorrow night against the Bulldogs, Cooper Simpson and Pat Voss coming into the side. The Eagles resting Harley Reid on Sunday against the Suns. He's headed home this weekend to be with family in Victoria. While Essendon skipper Zach Merritt has thrown his support behind extra time during the home and away season after their thrilling draw with Collingwood yesterday, more than 93,000 people left stunned at the MCG in an Anzac Day thriller.